I'm now reading Mark chapter 8. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 10. The heading is, Jesus fed 4,000 people. Jesus kept on teaching the people in that country. A lot of people stayed there and listened to him for 3 days, and in that time they finished up all their food. Jesus called his followers to come to him and said, I feel really sorry for this mob. They are hungry and have nothing to eat. I can't send them home like this. Some of them have walked a long way to get here, and if they start walking home now, they will get weak and fall down. We will have to give them some food. Jesus' followers said, Hey, this is a really big mob of people. We can't get enough food out here in the bush to feed them all. Jesus said, How much bread have you got? The men answered, 7 loaves of bread. Then Jesus told the people to sit down on the ground. Then he picked up the 7 loaves and said, Thank you, God, for this bread. Then Jesus broke it up and gave it to his followers, and they gave it out to all the people. Someone had some small fish and gave them to Jesus. And again he said, Thank you, God, for these fish. Then Jesus gave the fish to his followers to give out to the people. They all ate and ate until they were full. There was a lot left over. The people picked up all the bits from the ground and they filled up 7 baskets with food. After the people finished that feed, Jesus told them to go home. There were 4,000 people in that big mob that had a feed that day. Straight away, Jesus and his followers got into a boat and went to a place called Dalmanutha on the other side of the lake. The next section is from verse 11 to verse 13. The heading is, The lawmen asked Jesus to show everyone his power. There were some Jewish lawmen called Pharisees there at that place. They heard people say that Jesus was there and they came to talk to him. They wanted to trick him, so they started to argue with him. They asked him, Can you do something special with your power to show that God sent you? Jesus was a little bit upset. He breathed deeply and said, You mob here now always want to see something powerful before you believe that God sent me. Listen, I am telling you straight. I won't do anything powerful for you mob here now. Then Jesus and his followers walked away from those Pharisees and got into a boat and went across to the other side of the lake. The next section is from verse 14 to verse 21. The heading is, Jesus warned his friends. But Jesus' followers didn't buy any food at Dalmanutha. They forgot to do it. Then, in the boat halfway across the lake, they remembered about it. They looked into their food bag and saw that they only had 1 loaf of bread. Jesus talked to his followers in the boat. He said, You know that we put yeast into flour to make it rise up, to make it into bread. Well, I tell you this, stay away from the yeast that comes from those Pharisee lawmen, and stay away from the yeast that comes from King Herod. The men didn't understand what Jesus meant, and they started to talk to each other about it. They thought he growled at them because they did not get enough bread for the trip. Jesus knew what they talked about to each other, and he said, Why are you mob arguing about food? You still have not learned or understood what I am trying to teach you. Maybe your minds are closed. You have got eyes, but you don't look. You have got ears, but you don't listen. You don't remember anything, do you? Do you remember the time we had 5 loaves of bread and I gave food to 5,000 men? How many baskets of leftover bits did you pick up? The men said, 12 baskets full. Then Jesus said, Do you remember the time we had 7 loaves of bread and I gave food to 4,000 people? How many baskets of leftover bits did you pick up? The men said, 7 baskets full. Jesus asked them, So how come you still don't understand me? The next section is from verse 22 to verse 26. The heading is, Jesus made a blind man see again. Jesus and his followers came to a place called Bethsaida. on the west side of Lake Galilee. And they got out of the boat. Some people brought a blind man to Jesus and asked Jesus to touch him and make him better. Jesus held the man's hand and led him outside the community. Then he spat on the man's eyes and then put his hands on him and said, "Can you see anything now?" The man looked around and he said, "Yes, I can see a little bit. I can see people, but they look like trees walking around." So Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes again, and the man looked around again. And now his eyes were really better, and he saw everything properly. Jesus told the man to go straight home. He said, "As you walk home, don't go into that community. Don't let anyone see that I made you better." The next section is from verse 27 to verse 30. The heading is, "Peter told Jesus, 'You are Christ, the man God sent.'" Then Jesus and his followers left Galilee and walked north to some communities in the country called Caesarea Philippi. As they walked along the track, Jesus asked his followers, "When people talk about me, who do they reckon I really am?" They answered, "Some people reckon you are John the Baptizer, come alive again. And other people reckon you are Elijah, that man that lived a long time ago. And other people reckon you are one of those other men that spoke God's words a long time ago." So Jesus said, "Who do you reckon I really am?" Peter said straight out, "You are the man that God sent to save people, the man everyone should call Christ." Then Jesus said to them strongly, "Don't tell anyone that I am the man God sent to save people." The next section is from verse 31 to verse 38. The heading is, "Jesus told his followers, 'They will kill me.'" Then Jesus told his followers the bad things that will happen to him. He said, "The elders, the ceremony leaders, and the law teachers will turn their back on me, even though I am the man that God sent. That mob will hurt me badly in lots of ways, and then they will kill me. I will be dead for 3 days. Then I will get up alive again." Jesus talked straight to them about these bad things that will happen later. But Peter couldn't believe it. He took Jesus away from the others and growled at him for talking that way. Jesus looked at the followers there, then said strongly to Peter, "Go away from me. You are like Satan. You are not thinking God's way. You are just thinking like a human." Then Jesus called out to all the people that were there. He called them to come up close with his followers, and he said to them all, "If anyone really wants to follow me, he has to stop thinking only about himself. He has to live like me. He has to be ready to die. Yes, die like a criminal on a cross, just like me. If a person only wants to look after his own life here on earth, he will lose it. He will miss out on being in heaven with me. But if anyone is happy to give up his life here, to live my way and tell other people the good news about me, he will find real life. He will live with me forever." You see, a man might get everything in the world for himself, but then if he misses out on real life and doesn't get to heaven, all that stuff is useless to him. All that stuff cannot get him to heaven to get real life. You know that the people here today are really bad, and they don't take any notice of God. If anyone is so frightened of them that he is ashamed about me and my story, I will be ashamed of him later on. I am God's special man, and one day my Father, God, will make me really great, and I will come back here with God's angel messengers. But if anyone is ashamed of me now, I will be ashamed of him at that time when I come back.